If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Flames threaten giant sequoias.
There's trees that are 2,000 years old.
New revelations on Capitol attack.
It makes the Watergate break-in look like the work of Cub Scouts.
Jetliner's fiery landing.
It's on fire. Like, how are you going to remain calm?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An out-of-control wildfire has forced evacuations in Yosemite National Park. The flames now threaten the iconic giant sequoias, some of the tallest trees in the world. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is on scene.
Some 500 firefighters are enduring brutal conditions while battling the Washburn Fire, burning out of control in a southern corner of Yosemite National Park.
So obviously with the higher temperatures, that is going to increase the fire behavior.
The fire is so intense, it's creating its own weather system, causing updrafts powerful enough to launch debris into the air. One near miss with an air attack tanker was caught on radio. The nearby community of Wawona has been forced to evacuate while hikers, campers, and vacationers have been sent packing. Hotshot crews are making their way throughout the area, tasked with strategically planning containment lines to save hundreds of iconic sequoias.
I'm standing right in front of the grizzly giant, which is arguably one of the most famous trees on Earth, and we've got a sprinkler system set up, and we're trying to give it some preventative first aid, really.
Meanwhile, investigators have arrested four men they say abandoned a campfire that ignited the so-called Halfway Hill Fire in Fillmore.
High heat is a concern in an area stretching from New Mexico east through Texas and Louisiana. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
Actual air temperatures in these areas will climb to about 105 to 110 degrees this afternoon. And as you get down closer to the Gulf with higher levels of humidity, the heat index could be approaching 110 to 115.
In Texas, there are power grid concerns as electric demand rises along with the temperature. Mary Benton is with the Houston Mayor's Office.
The state is asking people to conserve energy, and there is a concern about rolling blackouts or just power outages.
Now to Washington, where CBS's Scott McFarland tells us a former Trump strategist has agreed to testify before the House committee investigating the Capitol attack.
Former Trump aide Steve Bannon says he's now open to testifying at a public hearing. In a letter this weekend, former President Trump says he's released Bannon from executive privilege to do so and slammed the committee as political thugs and hacks. Meanwhile, the committee says it's armed with new insight after Friday's 8-hour interview with former Trump White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin told Face the Nation the committee will also make revelations about a White House meeting December 18, 2020. Between Trump and outside advisors in which the seizing of voting machines was discussed. The next day, the president tweeted, "Big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. We'll be wild."
People are going to hear the story of that tweet and then the explosive effect it had in Trump world and specifically among the domestic violent extremist groups.
Overseas, CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on the relentless battles in the eastern part of Ukraine.
Postrel!
Ukrainian soldiers are contesting every inch of territory. But these fighters said they were mainly relying on old Soviet-era weapons, still waiting on new ones from the U.S. and its allies. They do now have communications equipment supplied by America. But their commander says the Russians they're fighting have 5 or even 10 times as much artillery as they do. The Ukrainians are using drones and claim they're having success with homemade bombs. Holly Williams, CBS News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
Everyone's okay after some frightening moments on a Spirit Airlines flight from Tampa to Atlanta. As the plane was being brought in for a landing, the airline says one of the brakes overheated and caught fire. Scotty Nelms was one of the passengers on board.
They told us to remain calm, just stay seated until they get everything under control, but it's on fire. Like, how are you going to remain calm?
Ground crews put the fire out. The jet was towed to a gate and passengers got off.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Abbott Nutrition says production has resumed at the baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan that was shut down over contamination concerns 5 months ago, fueling the formula shortage. The plant operated for 2 weeks last month but was closed again after lightning damage. Overseas, a tumultuous weekend in Sri Lanka. Protests in major cities and crowds overran the prime minister's residence. He has agreed to leave office once a new government is in place. His party spokesman says,
if there is lawlessness, there is no coming together amongst the political groups. There is no way an outside the international community can come in and help this country.
Sri Lanka is in the throes of an economic crisis. So far, opposition leaders have not been able to agree on new people in power. Secretary of State Blinken made an unscheduled stop in Japan to pay formal U.S. respects for Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister who was assassinated last week.
I shared with the prime minister letters to the Abe family from President Biden, and we simply want them to know that we deeply feel their loss.
Abe's party had major wins in yesterday's parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Kishida called for party unity and to carry out Abe's unfinished goals. Back here at home at the WNBA All-Star Game in Chicago,
Ricky Griner!
Recognized during player introductions, but not there, Brittany Griner, who is in prison in Russia. All the players wore her number 42 in the second half. The league's commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, says she is the top priority.
Fully focused on getting her home safely and as soon as possible.
In Britain, Novak Djokovic won Wimbledon for the seventh time.
Novak Djokovic, still the king.
A four-set win on ESPN over Nick Kyrgios of Australia.
Every single time it gets more and more meaningful and special, and so I'm very blessed and very thankful to be standing here with the trophy.
Djokovic now has 21 Grand Slam titles, one behind Rafael Nadal all time.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
An art collective that's trying to make a point has switched from shoes to summer treats in two major cities.
The group Mischief is back more than a year after releasing some controversial custom Nikes known as Satan's shoes. But this time, they want you to eat the rich. Literally. The art collective is rolling ice cream trucks through popular areas of Los Angeles and New York, featuring popsicles of five of the most well-known billionaires.
We got Bill Gates, Jack Ma, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, and the most popular Elon Musk.
Each one costs about $10. The trucks will be open through Wednesday. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
At the movies, Thor: Love and Thunder took in $143 million in its opening weekend, including international ticket sales. The film has already earned more than $300 million. The new Minions movie fell into second place. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to. By partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.